Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We are now joined on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline by George Richards from Florida Hockey Now as the Panthers get ready for game 6 against the Oilers tonight. George, normally we talk to you in the afternoon, but here we are in the morning. How things change, huh?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Very good.
Nice to join you.
Do Joe and I sound alike, you think?
What's that?
I said, do you think Joe and I sound alike at all?
Not at all. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's only one Joe Rose, and the texters wish
there's only one. There's only one big dog. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, George. I'm a little nervous about how confident I feel in the Panthers closing this out tonight. We've seen them have some issues against Toronto and against Carolina in these closeout games at home. Why do you think tonight could be different than those two?
I don't know. I mean, yes, I think the big one was, listen, they went to Carolina. They won, game 5 and or whatever it was. The Toronto. They won game 5. They come back. All right, we're going to have a party. It's, game 6. And, they get shut out. And, listen, I just think tonight will be different because they know what's at stake. This team's been through it. This team's been through it against Edmonton. Last year they came back after game 4, had the opportunity to win the cup in game 5, and played a very good game and ended up losing. But the way Florida is playing right now, Edmonton has gotten 2 wins, and I don't know. I mean, this has been a fairly lopsided affair. Florida has been the better team for much of it. They've held the lead for much of it. I think that they're not fooling around tonight. I don't think that they're going to mess around. I think Florida's going to bring everything they've got. But again, Edmonton's got one game left in their season, and they know it. They are a desperate, dangerous team. Florida's going to have to match that intensity.
But I think that goes back to what we saw in game 5 with Edmonton, right? It felt like the series was swinging back in their favor, and then they came out with that effort. Obviously, the Panthers played a phenomenal game, one of their best games, if not the best game of the postseason to this point. But if that's the version of Edmonton that we saw in game 5 in a 2-2 series at home, I'm not certain, they can conjure up what we saw earlier in the series after another cross-continental flight back to Florida with all this pressure, and they're going through a potential another goalie change.
Yeah, Edmonton looked beat, didn't they? I mean, they didn't seem to have any jump. Florida's wearing them down. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Just like Florida wore down Tampa and Carolina and Toronto, Florida's wears teams down, and teams – just kind of lose that will because they're just getting hammered at every turn. If Florida brings it from the start, Edmonton, probably will keep it close because that's how they play. They've got the talent to do it. If they get a couple power plays, they're very dangerous there. You know, Florida's penalty kill has been very good, but, you know, you're playing with fire every time you go to the box with Edmonton. Listen, Florida, if Florida could win this thing in the second period, and maybe we can relax a little bit in the third, but, you know, I doubt it. I think it's going to be a close one, a tight one, and come down to the wire.
How much of a difference do you think Zach Hyman makes in this series if he's healthy? Do you think the Panthers are as dominant as they've been? I know it's tough to handicap that exactly because it's an unknown, but we talk about the Panthers' depth all the time. It's not that Edmonton doesn't have it, but when you remove a guy like Zach Hyman out of the lineup and you see what happened in Game 5 where there was no traffic in front of the net in front of Sergei Bobrovsky, that is Zach Hyman's entire game. It feels like, aside from Corey Perry, that's an element that Edmonton has really missed in this series.
Yeah, they've gotten more from Corey Perry to kind of replace that, but Zach Hyman is such a talented player. The Panthers thought very highly of him. They drafted him. It's been a big loss for Edmonton, and we talked about it going into the series. You don't lose a guy like that. He's one of the better goal scorers. He's a complimentary player on either line with McDavid or Dreisaitl. I think it's been a big loss for Edmonton, and I don't think they've recovered from it. And I think that's going to be one, you know, if you're an Edmonton fan, you point to, well, if we only had Hyman, sure. I mean, that, but the injuries happen. You know, he busted up his wrist and had to have surgery, and that's that. But, he's a big loss for them. And, tough break for Edmonton.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, with us on the Joe Rose Show. Josh Appel in for Joe Rose. George, I asked Billy Jaffe this question earlier. He almost cut me off because the answer he felt is pretty obvious. I'm assuming you probably feel the same way. Do you expect Stuart Skinner to start tonight for the Oilers, and do you think that would be the correct decision?
I think you almost have to go back to Stuart Skinner. I mean, Calvin Picard played very well at the start of the playoffs, and then Stuart Skinner took the net when Picard got hurt, and, you know, he won them the series in the second round. He won them the series in the third. The Edmonton feels like he's going to get stronger as the series goes on, but this flip-flopping hasn't helped either goalie. They really don't have one guy that has caught fire in these, neither goalie's been very good. But at least when you've got Stuart Skinner, he was the guy that was in net for them last year. He was the one that helped them get to Game 7. I think you have to go back to him, although pulling him doesn't help with confidence and all that. But, you know, that ship has sailed. You've already pulled him. So, but you just go back to him. I mean, I think that has to be the move.
We talked the two clear advantages going into this series the Panthers had were in goal and depth. And it feels like those two key parts have put the Panthers in a position to win the Stanley Cup in 6 games here tonight. Matthew Tkachuk, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, I think it was yesterday, said that he was 50% about a week before Game 1 about whether or not he would play to open the postseason against Tampa. And I was just looking it up in the last a couple segments ago, and I see 22 points in 22 games, tied with Sam Bennett for the most on the team throughout the postseason. He leads the team in power play goals. He leads that, or tied for the team lead in power play assists. But I still don't feel like this guy has been close to the Matthew Tkachuk that we've seen the last 2 years when he's been healthy. And yet here he is tied for the team lead in points. Is this like the quietest but most productive? I can't wrap my mind around how off he's looked, and yet at the same time, how productive he's been.
Yeah, just a gamer, right? I mean, you could see, you know, he was laboring in the Tampa series. You know, first game, he gets 2 goals and an assist on the power play in Game 1 against Tampa, and you're like, geez, okay. But then you look, and you're like, well, I didn't, other than the goals, we really didn't notice him on the ice. And I think even into the Toronto series, he wasn't right. He's looked much more like himself in the final. I still don't think he's healthy. I won't be surprised if he has to have some sort of surgery when this thing is all said and done. But, yeah, Matthew Tkachuk has had a quietly very good series. He hasn't been the agitator that we're used to, right? I think that's where you're missing Matthew Tkachuk, are those big hits along the wall, those big hits, you know, trying to get, you know, take the puck away from somebody, because he's been a little bit tentative because of the injury. So we haven't seen the Matthew Tkachuk we're used to, but he has certainly produced, and he's been a big part of this, and just in a different way.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, joining us here on the Joe Rose Show. Josh Appel in for Joe Rose. I want to ask you about Alexander Barkov. First two games of this series, Panthers give up 8 goals. Both games go to overtime. Barkov's a -4 combined with no points in the first two games. Since then, he's got back-to-back games with a point. He had a couple of assists in the overtime loss in game 4. But to me, game 5, it just felt like we saw a different Alexander Barkov. He was just as strong on the defensive end as we're used to, a Selke winner, but it really seemed like when he was on the puck, when he was without the puck, that was the strongest offensive game we saw from him in this series. The production overall hasn't been there for him, but the Panthers captain, in your opinion, George, how would you evaluate his play in the Stanley Cup final?
Well, he's got the toughest assignment of anyone, right? Because he's always on the ice when McDavid and or Draisaitl are there. And he has kind of, you know, taken their offense away. And, you know, I think Chris Knobloch said it, you know, you'll take that. You'll take Sasha Barkov not getting goals if Connor McDavid's not getting goals, because Florida's got the depth. Florida's getting the scoring from other places. You know, Edmonton is very top-heavy. They rely on Draisaitl and McDavid to get the offense. And, you know, Sasha Barkov and his crew has been neutralizing that, and that's been huge for Florida. You know, you talk about Conn Smythe, nobody's really talking about McDavid because he hasn't really done a whole lot. He got a goal the other night, but aside from that, you know, Barkov's been on him like a glove.
You mentioned Conn Smythe. Do you have a vote?
I do not, because I do work for NHL.com. Mm. So NHL.com writers do not have a vote. I think it's like 16 people have a vote.
So you are free to talk about this then. Hypothetically speaking.
Absolutely.
Whether it's when it's tonight or whether it's game 7.
Yeah.
Sam Bennett or Brad Marchand, who would have your vote for Conn Smythe?
I would go with Sam Bennett, even though Brad Marchand is the guy that I think everybody looks at is what a difference he's made since he's joined this team from the trade deadline. But Sam Bennett, when you look at the entirety of the playoffs, 13 road playoff goals? That's an NHL record in the playoffs. Sam Bennett has been unbelievable this postseason and into the final. If Florida wins it, it's going to be one of those two. I think it's Sam Bennett or Brad Marchand, but I would lean towards Sam Bennett.
It almost is unfair to Seth Jones that Brad Marchand has been so good since really getting into the lineup with the Panthers. He, of course, after the deadline was hurt, but Seth Jones has been just as important to what the Panthers have done during this run, given what he's been able to provide as another right-handed defenseman, massive physical pairing with Nico Mikkola, and almost like he gets the short end of the stick because Brad Marchand has been so productive.
Yeah, but I don't think Seth Jones cares.
No, he shouldn't.
You know what I mean? I mean, he just came from the last place, Chicago Blackhawks. He never made it out of the second round in all his years playing in Nashville, Columbus. Didn't make the playoffs for 5 years or 4 years with Chicago. So he's just loving every minute of this. And you make a great point about how big an addition Seth Jones has been, especially when two games into getting to Florida Aaron Ekblad gets suspended. So he has to carry a lot of that load, those final 18 regular season games, and then the first two games of the playoffs. And guess what? Ekblad gets suspended again. So, you know, Seth Jones is back at center stage playing with Gus Forsling. He's been absolutely terrific. I think he's had a fantastic final. And, Seth Jones has quietly, because there's other spotlights on this Panther team, especially the Bennetts and the Marchands, Seth Jones gets overlooked, but he's been absolutely terrific.
George, last one for you here. You're someone who has covered this team for, I feel like, as long as anybody. Your picture is on the wall in the Roger Neilson press box at Amerant Bank Arena. And I'm just curious, as the Panthers look to win their second consecutive Stanley Cup tonight, trying to become the fifth team ever to do it back-to-back seasons at home, you've seen everything with this franchise, and I mean everything. Could you just put kind of into perspective what this whole journey for this franchise, I know this is a very open-ended question, but like I said, you have seen so much on the negative side of things to see what this franchise is now and what they're potentially about to accomplish.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can you just put that into some perspective?
It's unbelievable.
Sounds like an article potentially for FloridaHockeyNow.com.
Well, I wrote it last year because it was, I think I wrote it in the Vegas series. You're just making it to the final the way they did in 2023 was amazing. But they've been to the final 3 straight years. People are getting spoiled. You know, I always tell people these are the golden years, right? I mean, I did a story when I was at the Herald. I spoke with Edwin Pope, and we talked about the Dolphins, the 71, 72, 73, when they went to the Super Bowl 3 straight years, had the perfect season. I was like, what was it like, you know, just going Wednesday, going to a practice? Was it just going to a practice, or were you like, boy, this is really – so he's like, no, you're living the moment, and you don't realize what you've got until it's gone, and that's kind of the fact here. I mean, the Panthers have come such a long way, and they were so bad for so long. They were forgotten in this market, not to mention the entire NHL. They were just an afterthought. And now you're looking at this, and it's like, wow, you know, this is like 1970s Miami Dolphins stuff that they're doing. And, enjoy it. This is the good stuff. I mean, people around the NHL are looking at the Florida Panthers with such envy. This just doesn't happen. And it's been amazing what the Panthers have been able to do. And it's not like this run is going anywhere. All these guys are signed. Everybody's signed for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. It doesn't end tonight or in game 7 or whatever it is. I mean, this team is built for the future as well.
From an irrelevant afterthought to the standard in the NHL where everybody wants to go, whether it's to sign long-term or to resurrect their career, like we've seen with Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Nate Schmidt the last couple of years, it is truly a transformation that, you know, you hope for in a pipe dream, but you never think it'll come to fruition. And it has, and then some. Quick, Sam Bennett resigning. Yes? All right, great. Glad we decided that.
Yep. He's in.
Cool. George Rick. All right. go ahead.
No, that's it. Yeah, no. I think he resigns. I think everything will work itself out. You know, we talked about Sam Reinhart last year. He priced himself out of South Florida until he, you know, signed a contract with him. So
awesome.
He'll figure it out.
George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com. He's got a cup clinching game to cover tonight. Read all of his coverage, FloridaHockeyNow.com. George Richards, thanks as always for your time. Really appreciate you.
All right, Josh. Have a good one, brother.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.